I'm Deborah Bird.
And I'm Joel Block for Earth and Sky, Wednesday, June 21st. The summer solstice arrives today at 12:26 Universal Time. That's 7:26 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the U.S. That's when the sun reaches its northernmost point on the imaginary celestial sphere surrounding the Earth.
And it's the reason the sun rides high in the sky today as seen from the northern hemisphere. This solstice marks the high point or zenith of the sun's path for the year for us in this hemisphere. It marks our longest day and shortest night of the year. The sun is highest at local noon today, and the North Pole has a midnight sun. Some still celebrate this solstice with bonfires, as people have for centuries.
Meanwhile, the June solstice marks the first day of winter for those south of the equator. Around the time of this solstice, the South Pole has darkness 24 hours a day. We have a solstice because Earth tilts. As we travel around the sun, the northern and southern hemispheres trade places in receiving the most direct rays of sunlight.
In early July, Earth always reaches its farthest point from the sun and is moving slightly more slowly in orbit. That's why more time passes between this solstice and the September equinox than between any other solstice and equinox.
For an amazing photographic tribute to the sun, come to earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.